I object to people running down the future. I'm going to live the rest of my life there, and I'd like it to be a nice place. This is Dr. Harold Byer, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Mr. Kittering is quoted as saying, I object to people running down the future. I'm going to live the rest of my life there, and I'd like it to be a nice place. You know, we do that, don't we? Here you are. Yeah, here you are. Human being. Mother and father, you have kids. And you say, you kids are so stupid. Don't you ever learn anything. You kids are so stupid. You kids are so stupid. Don't you ever pick up anything. Don't you ever understand anything. You kids are so stupid. You just... And, of course, the kids have a tough time getting over their parents' projection of them being stupid, if not their actuality of them being stupid. Now, it's a big change, because the parents were told that by their parents, and they were told that by their parents, and they were told that by their parents. You see, the line of command is kind of difficult. So if you have a parent or parents who go around calling you princess, go around calling you my little wonder person, you know, dwell in it, revel in it. And if you are the kind of parent who does such a thing, realize that you're putting a cause in motion, and that cause in motion is recognizing everyone as being whatever you recognize them. Are you going to recognize your children as geniuses? No. Ellen's son was, oh, say, 16, 17 years old before she realized that he was a genius. And she realized it, and when she realized it, it just stuck all out all over him. Before that, it was hidden. Before that, his genius was nowhere to be found, and he was thought perhaps not really to be a genius. And then Ellen had the guts to go in and say, my genius, son? And she meant it. And her husband said, our genius, son? And he meant it. And then what happened to that son? He expressed that genius more and more every day. Oh, he had his ups and downs. He had his moments where he remembered what his mother had said, that he should work a little harder, and that he's just a lover boy, and he'd never amount to anything more than a lover boy or some lovely kid who's got smiles on his face all the time, but, you know, like an idiot, you know. Hey, you know. And, I mean, that's the way she thought about him. Yeah, really. That's the way we thought. Now, if you think about your children as being geniuses, can you ever feel that they would do anything ever wrong? If you think of your child as being a genius, can you ever not believe the child? You see, when you teach a child that it's a genius and it expresses that, when you teach a child that it has nobility and that it has credibility in all circumstances, it will never go away from that. And when you run down the child, you're running down his future, and you're running down your future. You know? Really a shame thing. Really a sad thing to run down our future, because our future is today, and that's true. So when you run down the future, you're running down today. You're running down this moment. When you're saying anything against tomorrow or the next day or anything, you're running down this moment. And what a waste. What an absolute waste. Ellen, do you think you can do this? Ellen?
Of course, yes.
Thank you. You see, she is believing in the present, which is the future, and the past, which is the present. See? She's believing them. Now, Ellen, are you omniscient?
Yes.
What does it mean?
I know everything.
Ingeborg, are you omnipresent?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Wherever I am, I am.
What's that?
I'm everywhere.
You're everywhere. Yeah, okay. All right, now, this is a joke. This is a joke. Sylvia, are you God?
Yes.
Sylvia, are you omnipotent?
No.
Why not?
Because I am God.
You are all fulfilled.
I am all already
done.
there's nothing to have power over.
Exactly. You see, this is the stupid thing that we teach ourselves. That we're omnipotent. We're powerful over what? Whatever thought we think, we speak our word, and it has already been fulfilled. We merely, we should stop saying we speak our word. We open our eyes and see that it is already there, you know? Now, what is it that a magician does? Ledger domain, you know, quicker than the eye. Yeah, yeah. And they make you believe something that's not so. We have been believing all our life things that are not so. Ingeborg, how could you ever be ever present, everywhere present?
The moment I think I am present.
But I'm being mean to you. How could you say you're omnipresent if everywhere is right here? Mm. You know?
Yes.
It's a good ticker, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We say, God is omnipresent. Well, God cannot be omnipresent. God cannot be everywhere present because everywhere is where God is. Yeah. And everywhere is here. There is no other where than here, is there? Mm. Yeah. And Ellen, how can you say you're omniscient? You're all-knowing. When
there's nothing to know.
There's nothing to know. And whenever you think a thought, it's already fully formed and fully done. So if you ever say, I can't do something, what you're saying is that it's not already done. You're saying there's something in this wonderful universe of God that is not complete, that is not fulfilled. You see, you cannot be, as the saying is, a little pregnant. You cannot be a little bit touched by something. You're very much touched. If you are touched even in the most teeny-weeny little bit, you're touched very much because you're aware of it. And whatever you're aware of, you know. This is a bit of the difficulty about absolute concepts and absolute philosophy. When we teach absolute philosophy, we teach from the point of view that all is, all, what is it we say? It is here, there is no place but here, and all time is now. That's the two points, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So, if all time is now, there's no future, past, or present, it's just now. And if all place is here, there's no other place. So, God cannot be omnipresent, because there's nowhere else to be but here. And God cannot be in some other time or space, because all time and space is right here. We still, as I hear you talking about people who talk about death and transition and moving to another dimension, you can't move to another dimension. We are pleasant with people who are finding that enjoyable, but you can't move to another dimension. Because you right now, right this second, are living on every dimension that exists. Every dimension. You're living in me, I'm living in you, you're living in you, you're living in each other, you're living in the entire world, you're living in the allness, you're living on planets we don't even know about, universes we don't even know about, existences that we don't even know about. Every existence doesn't have to have sun, moon, stars to it, you know. But we're living in all those places, all at the same moment. Now, if we were to put our attention on any one of those places, we'd be there. If we want to put our attention on all the places, then we're nowhere. Now, do you want to be nowhere? Which is just fine. Or do you want to be somewhere? No, you can't be everywhere. You see, when you're nowhere, you're everywhere. And when you're somewhere, you're nowhere. You're one dimension of relationship or thinking, you know. So, think of these things. They're quite charming and quite demanding. And so, when we think of Mr. Kettering's comment here, I object to people running down the future. I'm going to live the rest of my life there, and I'd like it to be a nice place. Well, Mr. Kettering?
Who is that?
I have no idea. May I suggest to you that you are in charge of the present, the past, and the future, And you are in charge of what thoughts you think, and you are in charge of what concepts you have other people speaking in your world. Now, Mr. Kittering, does everybody in your world say this is a good world and a very good world? Does everyone in your world say it is complete, it is done now? Does everyone in your world say, I am fulfilled, I live in a beautiful relationship, I am infinitely abundant, I am infinitely healthy, I live in my ideal spirit mind? Does everyone in your world say that? Well, Mr. Kettering, if they don't say that, then you are listening to a different drummer than you think you are. You are listening to a drummer that has people in it who are knocking the future. Because if you in any way deny the presence, if you in any way deny the now, you have no past and you have no future. Think on these things. They're pretty heavy, but they're pretty wonderful. But Mr. Kettering is thinking in a very positive, wonderful vein and getting us off on a good point of view. But you can't stay there. When you have the concept, all time is now and all space is here, there are only certain things that can be resultant from that attitude. You know them? Only certain things. And the certain things that are a result of that attitude is, it is done. I am whatever I'm thinking about. I don't think about me in comparison to somebody else. I don't say, gee, wouldn't it be fun for me to take a trip to Switzerland right now and take my mom along? Well, not really. If she had wanted to go, she would have gone with me before. But she didn't. And I don't want someone to come along with me who doesn't want to go. Well, what do you talk about your mom for? Well, we all talk about things like that. We all talk about others in our world, others who we think about. Let's get our thinking straightened out. I am that I am. I am the all. I am now. And it is done. And, hey, that's cool. That's really cool. Are you ready for that? I'm ready for that. Are you ready to take that big step? That big step of leaving the now behind and be in the instant?
Don't even know the difference.
Don't even know the difference. That's true. And we don't. But it's a lot of fun. Think on these things. Let these mind ticklers be said in our consciousness just to sort of remind us who we are and how wonderful we are and how great we are.
Okay,
have yourself a very wonderful day. Today here on Campo, we have had a couple of bursts of rain, and it was just glorious to watch it happen. And I brought up a couple of giant flower pots to put over the top of our generators for the
Chargers.
Charger for the golf carts. And you know, for your information, in the code for California driving, you can drive on the highway a wheelchair, a golf cart, and something else, and a little moped. You can drive those on the highway with, and I think the freeway too, with impunity. With impunity. Because they are legal vehicles. Just like a bicycle is a legal vehicle, and just like a horse, you can ride on the highway. A horse is a legal vehicle, but they don't allow you to drive your farm tractors and things like that on the highway because they are considered to be work commercial. You can drive them a short distance, but you can't drive them into town and back. That sort of thing. At least that's what my interpretation was. So have a lovely day. And let the instant illumination of your consciousness speak out in a way that you never dreamed possible before, because now you know I love you, I love you, I love you.